This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sergeant Jaime Hernandez. The 780th Military Intelligence Brigade, based at Fort Meade, Maryland, is expecting to reach its full-strength capacity of 1,000 personnel by fiscal year 2014. Filling a majority of those slots will be the Army's newly designated 35 Quebec, Cryptologic Network Warfare Specialist. Commander of the 780th MI Brigade, Colonel Jennifer Buckner, characterizes this new crop of soldiers as the Army's elite cyber force.
The Cryptologic Network Warfare Specialist can conduct full-spectrum computer network operations in support of a variety of missions: exploitation, network defense, and if necessary, computer network attack.
For more on this story and others, check out Army News Service on the Army's homepage at army.mil. A select group of soldiers participated in a once-of-a-lifetime opportunity at the Army-Navy game. Specialist Johnny Hudson reports for Army Broadcasting.
The Army versus Navy football game is a one-of-a-kind annual event. It's been said that this game should be on everyone's bucket list. With over 69,000 screaming fans, the Army's NCO of the Year, Staff Sergeant Matt Senna, was taking in the moment. Besides enjoying the fanatical atmosphere, Sergeant Senna was there for a purpose. He was one of eight soldiers honored at a Recognition of Valor ceremony to commend the outstanding and valorous performance of their duties in either Operation Iraq or Enduring Freedom. Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno conducted the ceremony with Sergeant Major of the Army Raymond Chandler. Other honorees include Fort Belvoir Garrison Commander Colonel Gregory Gadsden, Captain Ross Pixler from the 1st Brigade Combat Team at Fort Drum, and Special Forces Commander Captain Benjamin Harrow. Reporting from the Army-Navy game, I'm Specialist Johnny Hudson.
That's your Soldiers Radio News.